The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of the Northern Plains' number one most listened to radio talk show. It's so darn good that the folks at 550 K-Fire don't play it once, they play it twice. So some of you are hearing this live at 10 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Mountain on a beautiful Friday, and some of you are hearing it a few hours later on KLTC Dickinson, where they played for the first time, actually, tape delayed, and also at what, 8 p.m. Central Time on the 550 KFAR. We love that, too. A lot of folks, especially in a busy state like North Dakota that never stops, you get a lot of chance to hear the programs. But sometimes you hear folks say good morning, and if you're listening in the night, you're probably going, what the heck? It's not morning. Well, it's a replay. And, of course, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as a podcast. You can find that on KFAR's website, on flagfamily.com. And we really, really, really appreciate that. We have a little contest going this hour. We're trying to find, and it continues from last hour, the best caller of the day who is going to win a pair of tickets for Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller tomorrow night in Fargo. And I understand, I've not seen it, but I understand it, they put on an amazing show. If you watch Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News Channel, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, we're looking forward to that. Looking for the best caller of the day. We have a little rule today. We're trying to keep all the callers to a minute. But Todd and I are committed to closing our yaps and letting you take the full minute. And if we have a question, we follow up. Otherwise, we kind of move on. And Michelle Bachmann, congresswoman from Minnesota that is retiring, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we have a little informal survey going on that. We'll spend a couple minutes on that at the beginning of our conversation with her. And then we'll get into the topics that she would like to talk about because she has asked us to come on this program. And we said, sure. We do that. We get a lot of requests for guests on the program, and we're always considering them and consider everyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent. We want a lot of voices on this program. Telephone numbers, 800-228-0550. During the program, you can always call and make two choices. One, I just want to leave a message, so I'm going to press one. And by the way, you're in contention for the caller of the day when you do that. And caller number two, or rather, press number two, if you're a caller that just wants to visit with us on the air, that's okay, too. Those are the two options. Email always works great. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. It is a Are You Kidding Me Friday. Todd, you say it much better than I do. So
are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't really have it down.
You know, I can be whiny, you know.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
There you go. There we are.
Did I do it better there? Okay, all right.
Yeah, so you one nailed more, it.
So James in Fargo before the break gave us a version of Are You Kidding Me? And that was school starting after Labor Day. You didn't get your full minute, James, so the minute is now yours. Thanks for listening to AM 1100 The Flag, part of the Flag family. 1 minute, yours, go.
Okay, I should have some extra bonus points being I started and I have to restart. Yes, I was wondering how starting school after Labor Day, how that's going to improve education. You know, if we're going to do it, we should do it for the purpose of the children. I know you can teach a student more on the 15th of August than you can the 6th of June. And why do we want to start earlier? Let's look at the situation. You got volleyball starting. You got football practice starting and so forth. You'll have games and matches before school starts. I mean, if you're going to move school back after Labor Day, then let's move the whole sports program back, too. And, you know, that's part of the school program. We'll just have one part and not the other. And kids are ready for school by the time the last of August rolls around. So I really don't see why we'd get ourselves involved and have school start so late. I think our school boards and our school people are smart enough to know when they should start school in their district, in their community. We don't need the state to tell them when to start school.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Where are they mandating it? Where do you see it being mandated? Minnesota?
Well, yeah, they highly recommend it in Minnesota, Wisconsin.
And what particular school district got you revved up about this issue?
Well, I used to be in the school business. I spent 44 years in there, and I cannot. And I, we start whatever went after Labor Day to me was a waste of time. Memorial Day was a waste of time, as far as trying to educate students. And so,
so I'm clear. As a former educator, you want school to start after Labor Day?
No, I want it. I want school to start before Labor Day.
I got it. But your bigger point is let every individual school district decide.
Yes, let every school district decide. They know what's best for their community.
Well, and I have a different opinion. I want it to start after Labor Day for the following reason. I work like a dog, and I don't see my kids enough, and I right now I'm starting to have a full-fledged panic that it's starting as soon as it does. Got a son going to UND later in the month, and our two daughters that go to Catholic schools are going, 19, 20, 21. I look at my work calendar. I say, oh, my gosh, I got 100 things I could be at that day, but I want to be there for the first day of school. So I like it later, but tell you what, you're number one in contention for caller of the day because we made you wait quite a while through the break. And number two, we want to have this debate on the program. Chris, note to self. Let's have the when should school to start and who decides the time in the next 10 days. We could maybe tie it in with a follow-up we have on Common Core because I think we owe the Common Core proponents a equal time to the guest we had last week. So that's a note for Chris, the producer of the program, my brother. James, thanks for calling and hang on. Shane, we'll get your information and we'll chat with you next. Mike in Belfield has waited the longest. He's next, listening on 550 K-Fire, the mothership of What's on Your Mind. You have 1 minute. Mike, take it away.
Yeah, I've been hearing you guys talk about a supposed botched execution. Well, the end result is death. Dead is dead. Who cares if it takes a little longer for this to happen? You know, everybody threw a fit about the chemicals being used and everything else. The man didn't suffer, but his victims did. If you've done something bad enough that you're condemned to die, if it takes 2 minutes or 2 hours, the end result's the same thing. Dead is dead.
Are you done?
Yep.
So do you sit there and say, boy, there was any part of this that was really inhumane and this is no way to run a railroad?
No, it's not inhumane. The man didn't suffer. He went to sleep, and he sat there and gasped for air, and he didn't know what was going on. He was not in any pain.
Can I ask you a normal or nuts question?
Sure.
I don't believe in the death penalty. Am I normal or am I nuts?
Well, I guess to each their own on that, but if I had to pick one of the two, I'd say you're nuts. I'm all for the death penalty. If we did it a whole lot more, maybe these criminals would think twice before they do some of the things they do.
Well, that's a deterrence question, and I agree with you there, but who should decide whether or not somebody dies?
The jury. We the people.
Do they know better than a higher power?
Well, I guess that'll be a question when we stand before him.
And it's one I have. And I'm not saying you're right, and I'm wrong, and I don't want to, vice versa. I don't know. I just, because I don't know the answer, and we're not going to get it for a long time, I'm going to err on the side of I'm against the death penalty in all cases. And I just think, I call it consistently pro-life. That's how I say it.
Hopefully nothing ever bad happens to someone that you love, and you don't ever have to re-question how you stand.
Fair point, Mike. Appreciate you calling. And would you like to be in? Belfield's a long way from Fargo, but would you like to be in contention for the tickets?
No, sir. There's no way I'll have time for it. Give it to somebody else, please.
You're probably working your tail off in Belfield, aren't you?
Yeah, you betcha.
I'm coming to Belfield soon.
Oh, we'll be looking forward to having
you. The world headquarters of MBI, so we'll see you there. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Off-air call on this same topic. Roll it, Chris. Oh, he said he needs more heads up. I thought I gave him more heads up. All right, we'll do that when we come back. David in Temple, a national merry-go-round day is his normal. Less than a minute, David.
Yeah,
I'll give you a full
minute.
Go ahead.
You got to be kidding me that you haven't announced that it's national merry-go-round day July 25th, every year it is. And because the state fair is going on right now, the merry-go-round is the one you can take the little kids 12 and under on safely, as opposed to the zipper or the cyclotron or all those brain-scrambling rides that you have there at the state fair. So there you go. That's less than a minute, isn't it?
That is indeed. And Temple's a long way from Fargo, too. Do you want to be in the contention for the tickets?
No, I think you have more closer people there. That's too far. Gas is expensive these days.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, David, great.
Other responsibilities here with the chickens and the dogs and stuff, you know. I can't take that time off.
Well, we'll find something that will work for you, but I'm going to put you in contention and just tell you now you're not going to win, only because I want to send you a copy of my book, because the next one I write should be about National Merry-Go-Round Day rather than about fights with Michelle Bachmann and Governor Hovind. How about that?
Hey, Michelle Bachmann is hot.
Oh, my goodness. Are you married, David?
No, sir, I am not. And I know you can't say anything because of your marital status. But
there's a promo right there.
Stay tuned, my friend. We want to know. Stay tuned. Your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farm set. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your farm.
I'm going to need the grasshopper cues in my ear.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Comment on that execution in Arizona is it's really sad. It shows just how incompetent our government is in all phases, that they can't even perform something like an execution without getting it wrong. But for the people that are feeling sorry for this guy and are outraged that he suffered or whatever, you guys are way off base, way off base. He was a murderer, he was a criminal, he was a despicable person, and he deserves everything he got and more. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. I understand. That's a sentiment that's out there. Totally understand that, totally get that. But you left one thing off your list, in my opinion. He is a human being. He is a human being, and in my view, full disclosure, this is just my own personal opinion, a human being created in the likeness of his creator, an image of his creator. So that's why I'm against it. This is a whole other show. I don't want to go there, but I just ask you to add that to the list. No matter how much of a monster you think they are, they're also a human being, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You heard the crickets. What does that mean, Todd, when we play the crickets?
Open lines, great time to call.
Exactly right.
Judge not, lest ye be judged. Don't kill a bunch of people, we won't kill you.
David in Barnes County has been waiting the longest here, so we're going to give him a minute. Then Dan in Bismarck, Brian in Jamestown, but Todd's right, we have lines open behind that. David, Barnes County, listening on AM 1100 The Flag, you have the next minute. Take it away.
Michelle Bachman is hot. But she's more brilliant than she is hot.
I'm sorry to do this, but we didn't hear you because long story. Start over. 1 minute, go.
Okay. Is this better?
Much better. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, Michelle Bachman is hot, but she's more brilliant than she is hot. As for Kevin Cramer, I would classify him as more politically, as more ignorant than the average North Dakota fence post. And unfortunately, John Hoven did what I said he was going to do and went right on. And that's what I have to say.
Okay, can I ask you a couple questions because we're only 20 seconds
sure.
in? Did you say Kevin Cramer was more ignorant than a fence post?
Politically speaking, yes.
Politically speaking, okay. And then as far as John Hoven, now let's call these guys Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoven. Senator Hoven, you said, is more rhino than you'd like?
No, I said that he did exactly what I said he was going to do when he was elected and went rhino.
He went rhino. Okay, all right. And what about Heidi Heitkamp? You didn't answer our survey question on her.
when I was a reporter, I had a run-in with Heidi. I don't like her.
Well, the question was, is she fiery? Is she crazy? Is she brilliant? Because we're holding everybody today to the same questions we're asking about Michelle Bachman.
We'll say crazy.
You think she's crazy?
Yep.
Okay. Now, let me just to get a barometer of your ideology, if you will. Do you think all Democrats are crazy?
I don't know as I would use.
I think he was about to say, I don't know if I'll use the. We lost you there for a second, David. What'd you say?
I said, I don't know if I'd use the word crazy. Ignorant, yes.
Ignorant. Okay. All right. All right. Well, appreciate the call, David. We got that done in a minute or less. We're going to go to a first-time caller next. Dan in Bismarck listening on the What's On Your Mind Mothership 550K Fire. Dan, I'm going to ask you a question before you get the minute. Why is this the first time you've called the program?
I'm kind of shy about calling in.
Do you listen often?
Yes, every day.
Well, you honor us with that. Thank you very much, and the next minute is yours. Don't be afraid. We're lovable teddy bears here. Todd's a lovable little, fuzzy a teddy bear, and I'm just like kind of a dog that sits at your feet and is there for you if you need it. So put that in your mind and take the next minute, okay?
I was just calling about Michelle Bachman. I think she's nuts. And I think she's nuts for retiring. I think she should continue the fight that she's been fighting.
Are you done or do you want to keep going?
That's it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So when you say she's nuts for retiring, you agree with everything she's doing and you're sad she's leaving?
Yes.
Why do you think people think she's nuts?
I don't think she's nuts. I think she's brilliant, but I'm not sure why they think that.
Yeah, I think I know why. I think it's because the woman's been maligned, sort of like Sarah Palin's been maligned. I think that a friend of mine by the name of Bubba in Oklahoma said something to the effect of, I'll have him on the program sometime, about Sarah Palin. He said, she's so crazy, people actually listen to her. And yeah. It was some version of that. And the same thing with Michelle Bachmann. And that's why it scares people to disagree when they see people following Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin. But good point, Dan. Good enough to be in contention for the tickets. Would you like to be in the contention?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so Dan and Bismarck, great call, especially since you're a first-time caller you're in. And there is a consolation prize for everybody that doesn't get in. Another first-timer, Don, north of Jamestown. Where are you listening, Don, to the program we call What's on Your Mind? What station's on your radio?
550 right now.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
I have the perfect bumper music for your new little program thing here. There is a old song by John Prine called Common Sense. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not. Spell the last name on crime.
P-R-I-N-E.
Oh, Prine, okay.
I know the name. I guess I don't know the song, but give me a few minutes and I'll probably have it.
All right. Yeah, it's called Common Sense.
Common Sense.
It would be perfect for your new little program. I love it. I've been listening to you since you were on 970.
Well, that was a time I really loved. I worked for WDAY 970, owned by Forum Communications and some wonderful people, the Marseilles, for a lot of years. That's what actually brought me to Fargo, but I was on 970 even while I was still in Grand Forks. We syndicated a part of the show. We called it Hot Talk. And it's syndicated down to Fargo. So you listen back to the Hot Talk days, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening for a long time.
Oh, you honor me with that, Don. I appreciate that. And we're going to put you in contention for the tickets, if you don't mind.
You can put me in contention, but I'm running back and forth to the Bakken, and I won't be there.
Well, welcome to my world. Do you like going back and forth to the Bakken?
Oh, it's a job and an adventure. I haven't worked a day in 35 years. I've been playing on somebody else's toys in their sandbox.
That's a great description. Where do you call home, first of all?
Most Williston. Born and raised in the Lisbon area.
I see. Right now call home where?
Williston.
I got it. So, why are you north of Jamestown right now?
I'm just going to go pick up another piece of iron.
So that's a typical day, kind of, eastern North Dakota to western North Dakota?
Oh, that, and then run equipment.
And you're out of it.
Yeah, do what needs to be done.
You're putting a few bucks in your bank account, too, at the same time?
Paying off the kids' college.
What's not to love, Don? Hey, hang on a moment. Hang on. We're going to put you in contention. Sounds like we at least can get you the consolation prize. Too busy for the grand prize. And lots of other callers waiting, but our special guest coming up next. Stay tuned, folks. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Are you kidding me, Scott? Heidi Heitkamp, she's a brilliant person. Well, she's a brilliant Democrat, all right. She votes party line, that's what you said. And what a hypocrite. Those politicians all should be exposed when they vote, how they vote. I think they're all hypocrites. Okay, thank you, bye.
Was that Ray and Mandan? Keep this bumper going, but I thought that was Ray and Mandan, and I thought we had a rule with Ray that he could never call without his signature laugh at the end of it.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly. Now he needs to call back.
And explain what song we're playing here, would you?
Caller a few minutes ago mentioned Common Sense by John Prine. This is it.
He was suggesting that it be the theme song for the program today. And I think, I don't know
could be
why
every
he suggested
day.
That, but I'm guessing the reason is because he believes our next guest has a lot of it, and I believe he believes our callers have a lot of it, and I think he believes that, you know.
The world could use a little more common sense, don't you think?
Probably meant that, too. And that's one of the reasons I like our next guest so much, who really just toils in the trenches like you can't believe. In fact, she once was on the air, and I said, would you ever just chair the Common Sense Club for us, the Common Sense Caucus? And she did one better. She formed an actual caucus in Congress called the Common Sense Caucus because she honored our listeners with that kind of respect. That's why I love her. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's always an improvement in my day when I can talk to you and your great Common Sense listeners. So thanks for having me on, the one and only Scott Hennen.
You're too kind, and you are the one and only Michelle Bachmann. And, you know, there's a lot of people that think we're both crazy. You realize that?
I can't imagine who they'd be. All we're doing is saying what the American people are telling us every day.
It's amazing, but I think most of it's because of just what other people say about us. And I'm joking, obviously, but I mean, the reason this started is I do a thing every morning previewing what's going to be on the next day's show with a fellow by the name of Phil Parker on the most listened to radio station in North Dakota. And I said, Michelle Bachman's going to join us later today, and I'm kind of excited. I said, if I had to give one word for you to describe Michelle Bachman, what would you say, Phil? And he said, fiery. And I said, that's a good answer. And I said, you know what my answer would be? Brilliant. So yours is fiery, and mine is brilliant. And I said, we're going to kind of ask the listeners today which one they agree with. And I said, sadly, I believe, and I think this happened during the presidential race, that the, you know, if we did an informal poll, people that really don't pay attention to things and sort of just go through life without really engaging in the political process because of what the media has done to you would say, like they say about me, that we're crazy. And and that to me is really sad. How do you go through life, you know, seeing where the country needs to go, laying out some common sense solutions, but constantly being thought of as, you know, crazy? Does that not make you nuts?
Well, I understand what they're trying to do. I mean, these are basically arrows of words, rhetorical arrows that they fire at you and that they fire at me. And so what I do is I just run harder and I run faster, because if you run harder and faster, then the arrows won't catch up with you. And it's really tough for these people to keep going after us when all we're doing is we're taking the facts that keep presented in front of us every day. You use the word fiery. Well, I'm fiery for a purpose, because my job is to be a warrior here in Washington, D.C. for real moms, real dads, real kids that want to get jobs, for people that want to get ahead. That's what I'm fiery for. Not to make me somebody, but I think that America is something extraordinary, like most of your listeners do. And that's what we're trying to do, is make sure that we continue to remain the economic leader of the world, the military superpower of the world, not just to be number one, but because your listeners' lives need to be better. That's what we're fighting for. So we're using all of the tools at hand, especially facts. And it's why, for instance, I'm going down to the border this weekend. I'm going to see for myself firsthand what's happening with this invasion that's happening on our border, because I'm really worried about the people that live here in the United States, because there's been so many crimes that have been perpetrated by people who are here illegally against ordinary citizens. There are so many American people that haven't been able to get a decent job. And now we have all these new people coming in who are competing for jobs with the American people. And this is why we need to have people who stand up and fight for us. We've got to have a border. And if our president won't protect us, the Congress needs to step in. We've got to do something to protect the American people.
Well, now you're cooking with gas, as we say, when we're on a Friday thinking about the barbecue later, because I couldn't agree with you anymore on the border, and it's why I believe you're brilliant. I'll tell you one other quick thing on why I believe you're brilliant, and I'm not here to shower praise on you. You and I are good friends, and we've gotten to be good friends by spending time with each other and really understanding each other, and you, I believe, truly, you know, understanding the value of talk radio to the point of inviting me to speak on the steps of the Capitol, which I was too embarrassed to do with Glenn Beck. I didn't want to do it. I didn't believe I belonged in that category. But I do believe you belong in that category and appreciate it. Here's why I think you're brilliant. Because I saw you in action on a cold February night when Gary Emanuel was crazy enough as chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota to invite you here and got a whole lot of guff from establishment Republicans to do it. And you came in with a couple of Post-it notes and gave the most amazing speech in front of those people and heard them. We did a "You Talk, We'll Listen" kind of event. We didn't let any other politician other than you talk, and we just talked about the Constitution, and it was at the Ramco in Bismarck, and it was amazing. But the reason I think you're brilliant is because you spent time in North Dakota as a member of Congress from Minnesota, and I think you really get where we're going in the future. And what you just said about the border is exactly right. So let's spend some time on the border. Anything you want to say in response to that before we get to the border?
Yeah, you know, the media wants to convince the American people that there is a bunch of foundling baskets, pink and blue foundling baskets, that are being dropped on the border, and little tiny babies are making their ways into the United States. Well, that's not true. 83% of the so-called kids that are coming across the border are actually gang member age. They're 14 to 18 years of age. They're being recruited by gangs in Central Latin America. Then the next cohort age is somewhere between the age of 10 and 14. Well, the people coming across the border are not self-supporting. They're coming in, and by very definition, it means that we have to support them, and it's a very expensive proposition. I know, because my husband and I took children in. We took in 23 foster children, and we fostered them, we raised them, we got them graduated through high school. But it's a very expensive proposition. And I think, Scott, you, your listeners, we are broke, we're compassionate for the poor. That's why we believe in our free market solutions, because that's what helps the poor. But we also recognize there's only so much we can do. We can't take in everyone from the world. Of course, everyone would love to live in the United States. And what we need to do is help those countries set up a form of government that would help their people live better lives in their own countries. But we can't bring everyone in here and decide that we can somehow afford to take care of everyone. We just simply can't. So we have to have reasonable limits. But the one thing we can't do is let other people decide who gets to come into the United States. It's the American people who should get to decide, because this is costing us billions and billions of dollars. It's putting innocent American people at risk for crime. If you look at the prisons right now, the numbers are off the charts of people who are illegally foreign nationals who are in the country. It's staggering numbers of people in our prisons that are made up of foreign nationals. But one of my colleagues, if you have a foreign national who commits a crime, wouldn't it be better if they serve time in their own country rather than here? Because there is no reason why the United States should have to be paying for incarceration costs for foreign nationals. We have to be very serious about protecting the American people and protecting our jobs and protecting our way of life making sure the people are here help us rather than us having to bankrupt ourselves to help them.
I want to spend some time on Obamacare, so I just want to make sure you have to vote soon, and you're literally packing to go to the border. Are you good till like 5 to the hour here? Are you okay for the next 10 minutes or so?
Go right ahead.
We always like to put callers first, so we're going to go to Ben and Dickinson, then we're going to come back on Obamacare. We just want to tell you, I don't have the best connection with you, so I don't know if we're on cell phone and you're walking to a vote, but we'll fix that during the break. But anyway, let's go to Ben and Dickinson, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's your question for Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann?
Yeah, this is a question that was brought up on the show a couple of weeks ago, but I definitely thought it bear repeating. And that being, every other country on the face of this planet gets to enforce their border security. If you want to find out what it's like in some of those countries to get caught illegally, just look up online what Mexico's penalties are for getting caught. It's an eye-opener. But yet, in the United States, we have to let everybody in and not enforce our borders. Why is that?
Well, that's because President Obama wants to have these people come across the border, and it's pretty naked observation why he wants to have more Democrat voters, that he thinks that this will ensure that his party will win without them even having to try. It's really a very cynical move on the president's part. That's why, and you're right about Mexico. If a woman from Guatemala is pregnant and gives birth in Mexico and she's not a Mexican citizen, her baby does not automatically get Mexican citizenship and she's deported back to Guatemala. The United States doesn't do that. If an illegal alien gives birth in the United States, we give citizenship automatically to that baby. We don't have to do that. And I think that's one thing that we should do. We should pass a law so that we make it illegal to give people American citizenship status just because of the happenstance of their birth in the United States. We have to enforce our laws. We have pretty good laws, and we need to do that because we're bankrupting the people that are listening to this show right now.
Ben, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. One quick question, 30 seconds for an answer. Does Barack Obama or this administration in any way, shape, or form want to really sincerely secure the border?
No. No. They don't.
They are intentionally making sure the border is not secure.
Absolutely. That's what they are instructing border security guards. And that's what I will come back on your show and I will report to you, Scott, what I learned this weekend.
Yeah, we need to do that as soon as possible. Hang on quickly, if you would. We'll give you a little more time to pack. This gives you the measure of the woman. She's packing right now to go to the border, a mom with kids back home in Minnesota and a great husband, Marcus, and getting ready to vote. She's multitasking. All moms do that. More of our conversation after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The tech off is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Bit embarrassing, but our consolation prize on the caller of the day is going to be the book I wrote, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America. And here's what Michelle Bachmann said about the book. And again, I'm embarrassed to read this, but she said, few radio hosts are more in tune with their audience than Scott Hannon. He represents the tried and true common sense principles of our founding and is a passionate defender of our Constitution. He's the voice of today's Tea Party patriots and the embodiment of America's grassroots activists. This book is a must-read for every freedom-loving American. I cried sincerely when I read that commentary of the book because it's very humbling, mostly because I do have a level of love for the Constitution, and you do too. And I saw that on your visit to North Dakota. Do you remember that visit back in February of 10?
Oh, gosh, do I ever. It was literally a blizzard. And what amazed me was how much the people of North Dakota love this country. They were willing to drive in a blizzard from all four corners of the state. The room was packed. It was over 1,000 people. In fact, I think it may have been 1,500 people. But what it said is that people love this country so much, they're willing to die to keep this country going. And they were willing to brave whatever element to be able to figure out some solution. And I think part of the lure was the fact that people could talk back to their politicians. Imagine that. You set up a forum where the politicians couldn't speak, but the people could. And so the politicians had to stand in the front of the room. You had a couple of microphones set up, and people had the freedom to go to the microphones, and they literally read out of the bills to the people, to the politicians who were there, and put the politicians on the spot to explain how they could support provisions like that. It was a brilliant move, and I felt so honored to be with the great people in North Dakota. And now that state is the one state that's really working. And North Dakota is an example for the rest of the country of the greatness of America.
Okay, we have to talk Obamacare. We put callers first, so I'll go to Barbara in Barnesville in a second, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. And then we're going to talk Obamacare for the rest of the time. But one quick question, 10-second answer. Would you ever move to North Dakota?
Oh, it'd be a dream to move to North Dakota because this is a state that works, that makes so much sense. So I just love it. I love the state, and I love the people. They have a great sense of humor. They're happy. They're hardworking. What's not to love?
All right. I didn't get an answer, but I do want one someday. Barbara in Barnesville for Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. You have less than a minute, but take it away.
I want to thank you, Scott, for having Michelle on. And Michelle, you are a star. I want to thank you with all my heart for being the patriotic person you are. I want to thank you for being the maverick warrior that you are in fighting for America, fighting for Americans, fighting for the Constitution. And you should be president. And shame on the media and their rotten tactics and all of the people who tried to smear your name and mock you and degrade you and disrespect you to the point that it tore down your reputation. The people who kept believing in you were the people who knew that everything that you said, you stood by, you still do. And thank you for going to the border. I have chills. I wish I could go with you. I can't wait to hear your return visit on the air. And please, we need you as president.
Oh, thank you for saying it. And one thing I wanted to mention is that you can go to the border with me this weekend. Check out, I'm Michelle Bachmann, one L in Michelle, two N's in Bachmann, and sign up on my Facebook page and sign up on my Twitter account. And I'm going to post video and pictures and interviews and my observations all weekend long. Again, I'm going to fly out this afternoon. I'll come back on Monday just before we start voting. But I'm saying come with me to the border. Let's experience this together. Maybe we can talk back and forth through my social media. You can ask me something, or you can tell me things you want me to go see. And we'll have this conversation. And that's the beautiful thing about social media. And then maybe next week we could come back on Scott's show and talk about what we've done, what we observed. But thanks so much for that great idea.
And Barbara, hang on, because Shane's going to get your information. You're in for caller of the day. We have a minute left, so we have to talk about Obamacare, the ruling, and Obama fundraising while the world burns. Tell me in a minute or less what we need to know about Obamacare and what you're doing to fight it right now.
Okay, well, this will for sure go to the Supreme Court about the subsidy issue, depending upon the exchange that you're in. And what this shows quite clearly is the Democrats that put this law into place didn't care what the words were. in the law. They only care what the outcome is. And the outcome is Obama gets to decide everything. And how it, if it helps them politically, then that's the law of the land. That's what this fundraising is about. If something helps him and his party politically, that's the law of the land. That's not our country. We're better than that. And that's why we patriots are going to have a smile on our face, but we're going to have a javelin in our hand, and we're going to fight because we're not going to let our children lose out on the benefits that our parents gave to us. We're better than that.
Yes or no answer, will you run for president?
Yes. Right now the answer is no, but I'm fighting for the country, I'll tell you that.
So you're not saying no yet?
I'm not saying no, but I'm not right now running for president.
Well, I don't blame you. You're busier than all get out using every last second of your time in Congress to get a lot of things done. So I totally understand that answer. Will you come back next week?
Yes, I will come back next week. Happily come back next week because you have the greatest audience on earth.
Be safe on the border. God bless you and hi to the entire family. We'll find out who the winner is of the caller of the day and the tickets for Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller on our Facebook page in 1 hour. Make sure you're a friend of What's On Your Mind on Facebook, friends. God bless you, and see you Monday.
The Pinnacle Travel Plazas are your one-stop shop for everything you need in North Dakota. If you're headed to the Bakken, get to know the best. Pinnacle, serving excellence, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, and just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Whether you're in oil or in the soil, they've got what you need. And the Bakken's best business center is now located in the Tioga Pinnacle Travel Center, just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. You can copy, email, scan, fax, or print anything from business cards to blueprints. They have a plotter printer with a big, large format for blueprints and large photos or posters, too. Binding services, office supplies, and you can ship UPS, United States Post Office, and FedEx. It's a clean jeans laundry drop site, and send money home with MoneyGram, too. It's the Bakken's best business center. At the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga, north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.